Well, this Thursday, Montanans will vote for new representative in Congress, a special election being held to fill the seat of Ryan Zinke, now Interior Secretary in the Trump administration. And in a state that went big for President Trump in November, this race between Democrat Rob Quist and Republican Greg Gianforte is tightening, in part because of the Republican health care replacement bill just passed in the House. Gianforte was caught on tape saying he supported it. Quist, a folk singer who wears a white cowboy hat, has called it tax cuts for the rich. Bernie Sanders was in Montana this weekend to stump for Quist.
We need members of Congress who have the guts to stand up to the billionaire class, to fight for real change. And the only candidate running in this election here in Montana prepared to do that is Rob Quist.
Well, Vice President Mike Pence was also in the state this month to try to rally support for the Republican Gianforte. David McCumber is editor of the Montana Standard. David, pundits are comparing the turnout for Mike Pence with the turnout for Bernie Sanders, many more for Sanders than for Pence.
I think that's correct. For one thing, Sanders did four events across the state in 2 days for Quist, and he got good crowds at all of those events.
And Vice President Pence, we understand, had about 800 people, which says what? What's going on there, David? Talk about the health care plan. Republican Gianforte, as we said, got into some hot water in early May after tape was released of him apparently supporting the Republicans' new bill after previously declining to comment on whether he supported the ACHA. Here's what he said on the tape.
All eyes are on Montana. And the reason it has national significance is the votes in the House are going to determine whether we get tax reform done. Sounds like we just passed a health care thing, which I'm thankful for, that we're starting to repeal and replace.
What's been the impact of that?
Well, I think it's definitely hurt Gianforte, primarily because he seems to have said one thing to Montana voters and another thing to donors in D.C., and obviously here, as elsewhere, the ACHA has been pretty unpopular.
Well, Gianforte is a software entrepreneur. He won the nomination to run for this office after losing the 2016 race for governor. Tell us a little bit more about Quist. People have been hearing about this kind of quirky populist who sings and wears a cowboy hat, but we understand the GOP is really going after him, trying to find his flaws.
Well, absolutely. It's curious because both of these candidates, well, neither of them have held public office. They're both outsider candidates. Quist had much more name ID than any of the other Democratic hopefuls for this seat because he was a well-known musician in the state. He was a member of a band called the Mission Mountain Wood Band that achieved some national fame in the 70s. And he's toured probably 30-plus years around Montana as a musician. So he's pretty well-known. The Gianforte people have pointed out he's had problems with paying his taxes, problems with debt, and this sort of thing. And it's kind of tough to know exactly how that plays. Quist says that his financial woes were a result of a botched medical procedure and the resulting debt from that and inability to work. And so that plays into the pre-existing condition discussion on health care. And so it's been interesting to see how that's going to play and what is going to get traction.
Well, this Republican super PAC that's taking him on has also pointed out that he played at a nudist colony, was busted for marijuana in the 1970s, you know, stiffed a home contractor. You mentioned some of those attacks. Here is one of the ads from a Republican super PAC.
Rob Quist may be entertaining, but on the issues, he's out of tune with Montana. Quist supports a government health care plan even more expensive than Obamacare. More government control, fewer health care choices, higher taxes, and more spending. And with terrorists on the march.
So we hear from both sides there in the race in Montana. David, tell us, is this also considered a referendum on President Trump?
Well, I think it has to be, and I think that's probably one of the reasons the race seems to have tightened in recent weeks with all of the chaos in D.C. Obviously, Trump won Montana by 20 points, but at the same time, Quist's opponent was losing in the governor's race by about 3 points. So it's really not clear how that'll all play out. Special elections often come down to turnout, and I think this one might also. But it does seem that the unsettled nature of the Trump presidency is helping Quist right now.
Well, and the election is Thursday, the day after the budget office, the Congressional Budget Office, is going to score that new Republican health care plan, see how much it's going to cost and how it's going to affect people. So that may have an effect on your race there as well. David McCumber, editor of the Montana Standard, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Robin.